Klingon word from the word.
Shok search patwidge path jitwidge lying bink jitok acquainted tledge hoch widge cheme. You search out my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. You don't need to be a Klingon to be alarmed by the cry, "You're surrounded." Of course, at such a time, a warrior will prepare for a siege and a noble last stand. But the words can be good news, for to be surrounded by your own support troops, by one's own sturdy fortress, those can be a good thing, a cause for hope, and not fear. And that is what the psalmist brings us in this verse, the third of Psalm 139. This verse continues the explorations of how God watches over and knows all about us. It begins with a declaration that, "You search out my path and my lying down." You'll note I didn't translate search into Klingon, not because there isn't a word, it's nedj, but because search is not common in the World English Bible translation. When I wrote my simple relexifying translator, I only did words that were used 100 times or more. I may edit soon, but it's worth noting here because there are more ways to translate the word here, the Hebrew zara. The King James Version uses words like cast away, compass, disperse, fan, scatter away, spread, strew, and winnow. The King James Version translation uses the term compass as in encompass or surround, which is what prompted me to consider the plight of being surrounded. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. Considering Zara, I find of interest the meaning to winnow, to separate the good from the bad. God, we hear, does just that. Whether still or in motion, he searches us out, he surrounds us and draws forth, just as the farmer does with grain, the good from the useless. Reflecting on the notion of being surrounded, the 19th century preacher gives us some interesting reflections. Quoting Matthew Poole, he notes, "Thou compassest my path." This is a metaphor either from huntsmen watching all the motions and lurking places of wild beasts, that they may catch them, or from soldiers besieging their enemies in a city and setting round about them. This does not precede an attack, but a care that purifies us. As Spurgeon notes elsewhere, "I am shut up within the wall of thy being. I am encircled within the bounds of thy knowledge. Waking or sleeping, I am still observed of thee. I may leave thy path, but you never leave me. I may sleep and forget thee, but thou dost never slumber nor fall into oblivion concerning thy creature." The original Hebrew zara signifies not only surrounding, but winnowing and sifting. The Lord judges our active life and our quiet life. He discriminates our action and our repose, and marks that in them which is good, and also that which is evil. There is chaff in all our wheat, and the Lord divides them with his unerring precision. For many Christians, this season, the season of Lent, is a time to search and seek for God, a time to reflect and find reconciliation. What a gift to know that we do not face such a time in isolation. We are surrounded. Surrounded by watchful care. Surrounded by a discerning God. Surrounded by love. This has been Joel Anderson with a Klingon word from the word. For more about the Klingon language version, please visit klv.mrklingon.org. If you enjoyed the program, please tell a friend. You can help promote the show by voting at Podcast Alley. There's a link on the Klingon Word webpage. You're sure to find more podcasts of interest at godcast.org and sqpn.com. To listen to daily scripture readings, visit Verbum Domini and The Whole Truth. You'll find links to these and more at KlingonWord.org. The Klingon Language Version is a relaxification of the World English Bible, which is spiritual freeware. To learn more and download free text and audio copies of the World English Bible, visit ebible.org. Thanks for listening.